Sudan today rejected the legitimacy of the International Criminal Court in pressing charges of the conflict in Darfur. The ICC is authorized to judge war crimes or crimes against humanity if national jurisdiction lacks the ability to do so. And last week it announced that its prosecutor will present evidence tomorrow of alleged war crimes committed in the region. The president of the International Committee of the Red Cross, Jacob Kellenberger, has called for improved security in Darfur. He also urged all parties in the conflict to ensure respect for international humanitarian law. We spoke to the ICRC spokesperson for Sudan, Jessica Berry.
The president was here for 5 days. He spoke with the leaders from all sides, not only from the government, but from the opposition side, from the rebel groups, and he reminded them that these are the obligations of states and the obligations of all parties who enter into conflict to make sure that civilians are not harmed. When we go out on the field, this is really, of course, the main focus of our work, to provide assistance to civilians who are in need, who've had to either flee from their villages because of fighting, or who indeed may be still in their villages but can't access their fields or can't follow their traditional migration routes or can't access markets because their access is blocked by fighting. It's equally important that when there is a conflict, that those who are fighting each other respect that there are humanitarian workers who need to be able to have access, safe access, to help those people who need our assistance. So these were basically the messages that our president passed to all sides when he was here in the Sudan.